Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us out at Grace Chapel out in West Texas. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
Enter into his courts, enter in with grateful hearts. Come before him, come bring your song. We are his people, he is our God. For the Lord endures, and his love endures, his love endures. For the Lord is good, and his love endures, his love endures. Forevermore, his faithfulness, it has no end. For the Lord is good, and his love endures, his love endures. Raise your voice, shout for joy, all the earth. We sing a new song now, we sing a new song now. Raise your voice, shout with joy, all the earth. We sing a new song now, we sing a new song now. His love endures. His love endures forevermore. His faithfulness, it has no end. For the Lord is good, and his love endures. His love endures. His love endures.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's one of those you just want to keep going, isn't it? Praise God. Dear Lord, we come before you today, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the safe travels of Ricky and his family to arrive here safely yesterday. And we thank you, Lord, for watching over and taking care of all those that are in the ministry, that are on the road and traveling. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to gather together here today in your name, to learn your words, to give you praise, and to show our love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
Lift your hands toward heaven.
Lift your hands towards 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 heaven and praise the Lord.
Lift your hands towards heaven and praise the Lord.
Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord.
Singing Alleluia.
Singing Alleluia.
Singing Alleluia.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
He will give you the desires of your heart. He
will give you the desires of your heart. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Praise the Lord. That first song, Psalms 100. Let's turn over to that. Psalms 100 starts out, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." We can make that joyful noise. We can stand here, we can sing, we can praise him, we can thank him, we can love him, because he loved us first and sacrificed his life on this earth so that we can be with him if we choose it. And that's the whole thing. It is a choice. It is a choice that each individual has to make for themselves. Our job's to preach the gospel. That's it. End of it. Preach the gospel. You're done. Because there's nothing that you can say or do other than preach the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon a person to change their lives. If they reject it, what is it to us? If they accept it, what is it to us? You get a little feather on your back, start growing a wing. You did his work. And that alone should give you joy. The fact that you gave out his gospel should give you joy and gladness in your heart. It's all we're responsible to do is preach the gospel. So simple, so small. Yet there are so many so-called Christians out there today who are, "I can't do that. I don't know how." And they warm thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pews around the world. Just imagine what it would be like if every single one of them got up and gave the three most important verses of the entire Bible to another person. John 3:16, 3:17, and 3:18. That's all they have to do. Simple. But so few take the opportunity to do the Lord's work and to do it properly and to do it to the glory of Jesus Christ. Get out of the seats. Get off the pews. Read the Word of God and do His work. Amen.
Fall, but of me, Praise the Lord. I like that song. Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see you guys out here. It was, I don't know, maybe a week, maybe a month ago, something like that. I was writing something down, and I asked one of the children, or multiple children, go get me a pencil. He brought me a pencil, and I looked at it. Gosh, okay. All right, go get me another pencil. And they bring me a pencil, and I look at it. Okay, I need a pencil. Go get me a pencil. Right, but gosh, we must have done that 10 times. By the end of it, I had a lot of pencils. I had short pencils, long pencils, black pencils, yellow pencils, red pencils, fat pencils, all kinds of pencils. But you know what these pencils all had in common? No erasers. Really, what I wanted was an eraser. And as I was thinking about it, I'm looking at all these pencils, I'm thinking, man, you children make a lot of mistakes. Use up all these erasers. Well, I had made a mistake. That's why I needed one. But those pencils are a lot like people. We come in all different shapes and sizes. But the one thing we all have in common is we make mistakes. We're sinners. That's why God had to send Jesus to the cross to die for each and every one of those mistakes, those sins. Because of that, we have a way to erase those mistakes. If we allow it, if we accept it, if we receive that gift of God's eraser in our lives, it's there, it's available to each and every one of us. It's never lacking. Unlike those pencil erasers, the Lord's eraser never wears out. If you find yourself dwelling on these things, these mistakes that you've made a minute ago, yesterday, last week, last year, 15 years ago, you got to bring it to the Lord. Lay it down before Him. Ask His forgiveness. Ask Him for an eraser. And then trust it, believe it, know that He was there for you with His hand out. Thank Him. Love Him and do what He says. Do His work, like Bob was talking about. Yeah, I remember the story when Peter had asked Jesus. He said, well, you know, Lord, if somebody, you know, upsets me, how often should I forgive them? Should I forgive them 7 times? Should I do it 7 times, Lord? And he's all full of himself. I mean, 7 times, that's a lot. And no, Jesus said, 70 times 7. Ooh. Because that's what He does for each of us. And if we're going to share His love, if we're going to do His work, if we're going to walk in this world as Jesus walked, that is what we're going to do. It's where the rubber meets the road. Jesus taught us to love one another as He loved us. Forgive one another as He forgives us. receive that forgiveness that he has for you. Move forward boldly. Preach the gospel. Love one another.
Splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. How great is our God. Time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The God is three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb.
Rick, don't hold back on those solos.
Yes, sir. Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Scott, scripture that, come on now, iPad, behave yourself. Scripture that had been bouncing around my head today, this morning, anyway, last several, whatever. In John 13, Jesus says this to his disciples, says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. You know, I come up here and Dad says, "You ready to preach?" And man, give me the mic. I'm ready. I want it. I want the mic. There's so much good you can talk about God, right? When I come here, I mean, who here isn't an ordained minister? I mean, maybe just a couple? I mean, here, my goodness, what do we have? Ordained, 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 getting, fixing, get ready, maybe one day, ordained. Everybody here knows, right? I mean, what new? What is there new? Boy, I like talking about new stuff. That's awesome, right? But what is there new? I don't know if you guys have been watching the Olympics. We have. We've been really enjoying it. They train and 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 train. They get to the moments of truth, right? Rubber meeting the road. And it's not about all the training. It's about the execution. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's about, you can have the best plan in the world. You can have the most detailed, meticulous, ready-to-go plan. It is perfect. On paper, it's just awesome. But if you don't execute the plan, what good is it? What good is it, really? I mean, you could be really happy about all the planning. You could be really happy about all the, boy, I trained 8 hours a day for 14 years and got to the balance beam and fell off. Boy, that sucks. But I look at us, myself. You know, we should be executing. We should be executing. Is that better?
Execution. Execution. That sounds cool.
No, we should be executing, not just planning. We have opportunities, one with another, every single day to make up the difference. You know, the scripture before that verse says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." And we were just singing that song a minute ago about, as we sing and as we praise, and people will see God through that, right? But that's only going to happen if we actually execute that, if we really do love one another, if we really do prefer one another, if we really do that word. You talk about it, awesome, but if you don't execute it, it's of no value. All of that talking is all just that. It's just talk. It's got to be about the execution. It's got to be about actually doing that. Actually making the choice to love one another, put one another first, really doing it. And if you go to the Lord and say, "Lord, show me where I'm lacking," He's going to show you. And He's going to allow things to just highlight those areas. And then you're going to have to figure out what you can do with it, right? You have to figure out with, okay, yeah, you're right, Lord. You're right, Lord. And if you come from that perspective where, yes, you're right, Lord, then the execution will start working. See, it's really easy to sit back and just talk about it. Man, we can pat ourselves on the back. We can do all kinds of things. But until you actually get up in front of all the people and do the thing you've been training for, you really don't know if you can do it. You don't know. And here, this is like the perfect training ground. We got personalities from that on paper should never work together. Never work together, ever. And it's the perfect place for us to learn to love one another. And when we go out into the world and we see somebody or we run into somebody, hopefully not physically, but we run into people, we can take all that practice and experience and execute that out in the real world. And realize that those people that don't know Christ are in total and complete bondage and going to hell. And we have the answer. We have the answer. And it's not the fisherman ministry. It's Jesus. It's just Jesus. That's the answer. I was talking to a young man the other day that's got all kinds of stuff going on. And no matter what direction he goes, if he doesn't go to Jesus, it's the wrong way. And he needs somebody to tell him, I know you're looking at all these things, and I know people are telling you all this different stuff, but they're all wrong. Jesus is the way. And there is no other direction you can go. There's no other direction you can go that is the right one. That is the only right one. But being able to do that in earnest and have those words not be hollow, have those words actually have a foundation to them, it starts here. It starts here. See, there's a lot of people out there that hear Christians say Jesus loves you, right? Right? It's almost offensive if you're the guy in the gutter and some goody-two-shoe Christian comes up to you and says, Jesus loves you. Because they probably want to deck you because they're in the gutter and you're there and you're saying, Jesus, well, if Jesus, almost said a bad word, loves me, why am I here? But if you take the time and show them that love, then that can be broken. That bondage can be broken. But that love's not going to be a genuine love if you can't do it with your brothers and sisters. It's just hollow, has no substance. Over Matthew 7, where it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. That will of the Father is very simple. Love God, love one another. And if that is your focus, if that is really where your heart's at, if that's where your mind's at, if that's where your energy is at, you're not only going to see all those opportunities, you'll actually operate in the love of God when you see those opportunities. You'll do it. You'll execute that love of God. And those people will be blessed. And we'll be blessed once amongst ourselves. Amen? And that grace that we want, the mercy that we want, that love we want and need, oh my goodness, how much more do we need the God's grace and God's love and God's mercy for us, amen? Then we extend that to one another. And we extend that to those that are without. Regardless of what they think of you or me, we give that love, just like Jesus gave it. His commandment was what? A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And how was that? All the way to the cross. Now, he spent 3.5 years before going to the cross. And when it came time for the cross, he had the time in the garden, and his prayer was, Father, not my will, but your will be done. And he went and accomplished that which was set before him to do. And God gave him the strength to do it. And every one of us, there's not a single one of us that is lacking what we need to accomplish that which God has given us to do. Every one of us have it. Every one of us have, how can I put it? it's right there if we receive it and use it and make use of it. If we don't, it's not God's fault. It's not somebody else's fault. It's only our fault. It's only ours. Just one more time, he says this, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to add 6 cents worth here. Bob's sermon today, I think the key that you need to get out of it, it's not about people receiving you. It's about you providing a way for people to receive Christ. See, most people approach witnessing with the idea that they want to be received. They want to be accepted. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter if you're accepted or if I'm accepted by those God sends us to minister to. What matters is whether they accept Christ. Key point to be remembered in Scott's message, he didn't make one mistake. He made 2 mistakes. He asked his children for a pencil and didn't really want a pencil to start with, and thought they were the ones that were wrong because they kept bringing up all these pencils, when in fact he wanted an eraser. So that was 2 mistakes he made. Yet he only recognized one of them. Now we can laugh at Scott. He's sitting right there, you know. But how many times do we do the same thing? Or let me change that. How many times do you do the same thing? Now, I had a good singer for Ricky, but I just lost it. You know, he talked about the guy you see in the gutter. And you say, Jesus loves you. And he turns and says, or God loves him. If God loves me, why am I doing here? Your answer should be, you're there because you haven't loved God, but he loved you enough to send me to show you how to get out of there. Amen. See, most people would be taken back and not know what to say if somebody said something like that. Takes me back years ago to Hugh Tarzai. Many of you here, some of you listening, have heard and remember me talking about Hugh Tarzai. Hugh Tarzai was a short little guy. I think even Scott Stevens could sound, feel tall around you. But Hugh went up to this biker gang, the Outlaws, in Orlando, Florida, Lake Yola one day. And he picked the biggest, the ugliest one there. And he walked up to him, he said, Jesus loves you and I do too. And pow, the guy knocked him right on his butt. Hugh laid there for a minute, shook his head, got back up and said, Jesus loves you and I do too. Pow! And he hit him again. He was laying there a minute, He starts to get up, and the guy points his finger at him and says, "You tell me Jesus loves me and you do too, one more time, I'll kill you." You rested on his elbow a minute and thought about it. He says, "Okay." He got up. He said, "Jesus loves you, but I hate your SOB and guts." And the guy looked at him, strange. Put his arm around him and said, "Okay, little buddy, tell me about your Jesus." And when he was done, this big gangland biker got down on his knees with you and prayed and started serving the Lord that very day. He executed the plan. So can you. If you're willing to love all the way.
Good and light. He is able. Come just as you are to his table.
My Redeemer lives.
Father, thank you so much for the time we have together, for being here, for bringing us here safely, like was mentioned earlier. Father, all I ask is that somehow you stop up this ear so that when everything comes in that ear, it can't go out the other side. And we remember it and retain it and keep it and do it, Lord. Father, forgive us our sins. And please give us eyes to see the needs around us with one another and those outside. And help us to learn what it is to have them see you as the answer, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord, give the Lord a cheer.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.